Alternative Radio.
You're listening to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio. Why not write to us with a request, dedication, or a reception report? Our email address is mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Why not visit our website at www.mar1386.com. That's www.mar1386.com.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
You're in tune with Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1314 kilohertz AM, 228 meters to Merseyside and beyond.
Another hour of
the Lee Morrison's Anorak Show. Yes, it's Lee Morrison's Anorak here, and for this particular nostalgia trip, we head back to the 1960s. So let's go back 43 years and one day to the 2nd of May 1967. On 1133 kilohertz, 266 metres, is Radio London, broadcasting from the converted American minesweeper, the MV Galaxy, with its powerful 50 kilowatt RCA Ampliphase transmitter, radiating through a large steel mast, which is anything from 160 to 212 feet high, depending on who you ask. Lorne King is just finishing his show, following which there's a competition. And then you'll hear an excerpt from Mark Roman and the Roman Empire. A couple of points I'd like to mention here. First is, listen out for the weather forecast and how cold it was in May. Maybe they're right about global warming after all. The second thing is, if you listen to the competition, you're supposed to guess how much money is going into a pot just by listening. But there's no way to tell how big the coins are. In other words, the competition is completely impossible, you've just got to guess. I suppose if the competition's impossible, that means they could keep the prize money for themselves. Now, I'm including this particular recording because I think it's a really good show. The only problem is there is a little bit of crackle here and there. I have cleaned up some of the worst bits, but this is about the best I can manage. So please make allowances.
Kitten, gotta get to getting once again. Pin pulling time here in the Lorne King program for Tuesday. So you get around tomorrow night, let's see, 9 until 12 midnight. So let's make it a date. 9 o'clock tomorrow night, right here at Radio London. The weather is is next at the top hour, 3 o'clock, followed by a Winnebex competition on the Swinging Sound of Silver. And then, yes, back after about 3 years of holidays, Mark Roman. Have yourself a great day and keep swinging with London. It's now 3 o'clock.
Here's the latest play word on wonderful Radio London.
A little change in the picture comes the report from the weather tower, which means continuing cold everywhere with sunny periods and, get this, sleet, rain, or snow showers. Temperatures will reach 48 degrees Fahrenheit today and fall to freezing point tonight. Widespread frost is forecast also for tonight. There'll be little change in temperature.
And now,
Radio London Swinging Sound of Silver competition brought to you for the next few minutes by Weetabix, the breakfast cereal that gives square meal nourishment. Want to get richer? Then listen in right now to the clues for Big L's Swinging Sound of Silver competition. Weetabix want you to be one of their £25 prize winners for estimating how much is going into that silver pot. Now. And there's the sound of silver dropping for today. Quite a large one, yes? All right, but if you couldn't quite get it, here comes a clue in just a few seconds' time. The clue for our two prize winners for today, May the 2nd, if this was my age, I would have the key of the door to round it off. I should add one more. And now the clue for the jackpot. Only five clues more. That's the first line of it. Don't forget the jackpot standing at £1,500. Here comes a complete clue. Only five clues more with money galore to help us guess this jackpot score. We'll be telling you in just a few seconds' time what you have to do to try and win that £1,500 jackpot. Two prize winners of £25 each, but only one winner of our £1,500 jackpot. Now, to get that, you have to estimate how much will have been dropped into the pot of silver by the end of next week, which sees the close of the competition. Now, you have to listen very carefully to the sound of silver dropping and to the clues we give you, and then estimate how much will have been dropped into the pot by the end of the contest. Now, a small clue is that just over £40 had been dropped in by April the 23rd. And now, how to enter for our Swingin' Sound of Silver competition. Get an envelope. Inside it, put the top flap from a Weetabix pack. On the back of the envelope, three things. The amount of silver dropped into the pot today. Two, the amount of silver which will have gone into the jackpot by the close of the contest. And three, today's date. Now, having done that, address the envelope to Weetabix Competition, Fonisgate, London, E7. And having done all that, who knows, you might be winning our £1,500 jackpot. The Swinging Sound of Silver can be heard every hour on the hour and has been brought to you for the last few minutes by Weetabix, the breakfast cereal that gives square meal nourishment.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Roman Empire!
Greetings, welcome to the Empire. Once again, I've returned.
Oh!
Yes, I haven't been on holidays.
I've been ill. Yes, I had a touch of the fruits.
Bad ones, too. I couldn't talk. I've got the voice back now. I'll be talking to you all the way through from now till 6 o'clock tonight. So stick with it, won't you, please?
Thank you.
Seven sound. This week up from 18 on the new Fab 40 charts, Mr. Joe Tex is called
Show Me.
If it's raining out where you are, take your shoes off like I did and sort of relax.
Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me. Show me a man out there that's got a good woman. Show
Thank you. 7 times this week in the Big Old Fan 40, Mr. Jill takes a thing called Show Me a Woman. Or Show Me Something, or Show Me Anything You Like. I don't care, as long as it's decent. Fine. 7 minutes past 3 o'clock in the Empire, yours truly, the Roman, getting all adjusted again, making sure that everything works all lovely, and all that sort of thing. It's great to be back, actually. And honestly, I was all dying. Just before the weekend, Richard in the office phoned up to see if I could come back to the boat, you see. So he phoned up and he said, "Hello, Mark."
I went, "Yes."
He said, "Forget it. Forget it, baby, I tell you."
TGIF.
Thank you.
Thank goodness it's fun with Big L.
I'll accept that. If you're a housewife and you need a little help in the kitchen, here it is. New Look cooking film. Look is transparent. You can see right through it. And it lets the meat brown and crisp while it stays wrapped. So Look lets you see when the meat's cooked. And you don't take it off for browning. No, you leave it on. It looks so lovely, too. So get a pack of Look cooking film today at your nearest Mac Fisheries or at your grocer, stationer, or hardware shop. Remember, L-double-O-K, Look!
You're a winner with
Wonderful Radio London.
Beautiful song, there's 14 on the Fab 40 on Never Loved a Man from Miss Aretha Franklin.
You're no good, heartbreaker. You're lying and you're cheating. I don't know why I let you do these things to me. My friends keep telling me that you ain't no
You're listening to The Anorak Show on Merseyland Alternative Radio 1314 kHz with an archive recording of Radio London from 1967. Please don't bother entering the competition, it closed 43 years ago.
Thank you.
Nice, isn't it? Aretha Franklin. Franklin. That's it. On the Atlantic label, 14 South from 27 of last week, thing called I Never Loved a Man. This has been going through the charts. It's absolutely fantastic. What happens to big old charts in 2 weeks? Because there's also a new record in here. One that I don't remember. There's one here, The Boat That I Row, number one this week. I remember that one. We were playing that. Pictures of Lily was a climber. Version of the Bees was a climber of mine. No, it was in. New York Money Disaster was a climber. P.P. Arnold was in, and Show Me, and things like that. But all the way down from about 10 down, there are all new records to me. Isn't it exciting with Radio London?
Wonderful Radio London.
Yes?
Those three words add up to top entertainment. On Radio London, you get the best music and more of it. Top personality DJs and Britain's most comprehensive news and weather service.
Wonderful Radio London.
Those three words mean top entertainment.
Wonderful Radio London.
Which also means...
music. That's our middle name. Wonderful music. V-I-D-L.
Hey, good, Tony. Someone's been letting him stay up late tonight again. Climber time in the Big L, 12 minutes past 3. New one from a group called, Dickie Rock. Quickly look down the charts and see what it's called. Oh, baby, I'm your man.
You think you got what you want and you haven't a care. You got the impression that you're living on air. I know you'll never survive because love keeps you alive. And baby, I'm your man.
Thank you, Dickie Rock. Well done. I wonder where Dickie is. That was fantastic. Oh, I know there's South End Rock, and Clacton-on-Sea Rock, and Frinton-on-Sea Rock, and Dalston Rock, and East W. West 2 Rock. I've never heard of Dickie Rock. Never in my life have I heard of it. It's on the pie label. It's not a bad little song, actually. It's called a thing called Baby, I'm Your Man. Money! Money. Everybody would like to earn more money. The Management School of Programming feel that they can help you. They offer a part-time course in computer programming, concentrating on the COBOL language, which is the internationally accepted business computer language. The courses take place in the evenings and on Saturdays. The cost is only £30 for the 12-week course, and this is all the Management School of Programming can do. The rest is entirely up to you. Right now for details of this scheme to computer programming at 17 Curzon Street. There is no obligation and you will have a free test to find your capabilities. You'll be given an honest answer. They don't want to waste their time or your money. Now if you pass the test and decide to take this course, you'll get 2 free lessons and the remaining 10 lessons are £3 each. Write today for full details to computer programming, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1. It's up to you and a fourpenny stamp and a couple of minutes now could open up a better future for you. Good afternoon. Big Al Revive 45 time, 15 after 3. The Sound of the Four Seasons and Mr. Frankie Valli. My favorite group is called Red Doll. If you're driving around today, remember the roads are wet and greasy, so watch them tires, boy. Don't you dare skid now.
Ah!
finish yet?
Ow!
You haven't finished like Mr. Gray, yeah? No. No, I was getting all going. Moving and grooving in the immortal words of Chuck Blair. And, nothing like a good old cigarette. And they all stopped. Never mind. Four Seasons, they got revived 45, a thing called... Right, doll. Oh, right. What am I going to do? Oh, first off, apologies to all people who expected last week to be said hello to on the air, and I forgot all about it because I wasn't here, you see. I was ill. And Mum, if you're listening, go out and do the garden. I went and visited my mum, actually, a couple of weeks ago, and she's been hacking the garden to pieces, and she's just chopped down all our pear tree. It's all little, it was a huge pear tree, and that's all minis, and it's one big sort of pole of a tree sticking out with just stumps and pears hanging off it. Looks very strange.
Wonderful Radio London.
Yes. Whoopee. Thank you. Finished? Good. What happened there? You feel such a fool when that happens. Jackie Edwards, Comeback Girl, number 9.
If you want my loving, baby, I would give it to you. If you want my kissing, girl, come on, let me give it to you now. And if you're tired of being lonely, loving arms to hold you through the lonely night. You found out life and fantasy not the same. You're crying out for someone and you call my name. Well, if you're tired of being lonely, baby, you're coming back, I know, because your tears are just about to show. I'm gonna love you in the same old way, every night and every day. If you're tired of being lonely,
come back, girl.
I'll protect you if you're lonely,
come back, girl.
Yes, Jackie Edwards, at last, he's up in the top 10. Big L, Comeback Girl, last week number 12, this week number 9. It's on the Island label. Jackie Edwards, who's written a lot of the old Spencer Davis hits, and lots of hits in his own right and things like that, and I've been raving about Jackie Edwards for about the past, a couple of years, and saying one day he's going to be a big, huge star, and at last he's getting recognized. Takes a long time, though, doesn't it? Oh, well, I think I'll sing now. 60 stars, oh, 67, wonderful, great big hell. Oh, very good. Yeah, it's like a bit of kissing there. I goofed on that one. I'll try it again, because I know how you've missed my theme. You lovely people, you are. Here we go. 67, wonderful, great big hell. Beach Boys, an old song, now in at number 12 in the Big L Fab 40. It's called And Then I Kissed Her. Come on, Beach Boys, sing, please.
Well, I walked up to her and I asked her if she wanted to dance. She looked awful nice, so I hooked.
dum diddly dum pum pum, an old song written by Jack Spector and a couple of other guys a long time ago, and also produced by them, and I'm trying to think who did it. They did the song. Tony Blackburn would know, because he's a mad fiend of Tamla Motown stuff. You know, he knows everything about Tamla Motown. I think he ought to go to Chicago and go dig up a few roads or something and leap in a couple of lakes, and he'd know all about it. So if you see Tony, ask him who did, and then I kissed her, because I can't for the life of me remember. Never mind. 4 minutes, 20 seconds away is news time on the Big L with Dum Dum, probably. If he wakes up in time, you never can tell with that guy. There's a group called the Original Dyaks, which is a group of Indians, as I know it.
Gotta get a good thing going.
Yes?
Gotta get a good thing going. Gotta get a good thing going. Wondering if you know how much that I'm in love with you. Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering how, girl, I'm gonna get the riding with you. Yeah, yeah. Gotta get a good thing going. Gotta get a good thing going. All I got to give to you is me. Got my back against the wall. In a minute now I fall. Wonder if you realize at all. You gotta tell me, baby, don't fool me around of me. Don't put me down. Little loving is all I need. Could you do me just one good deed? After all the things I've done for you. Yeah, yeah. You gotta be mean to me now. Cause I'm giving you all I got now. There's many more I can really do. Yeah, yeah. You gotta tell me, baby, don't fool me around of me. Don't put me down. You gotta be mean to me now, cause I'm giving you all I got. Gotta get a good thing going, gotta get a good thing going, gotta get a good thing going, gotta get a good thing going.
Dum-diddly-bum-dum-dum. The Original Dyaks, thing called Gotta Get a Good Thing Going, a new release on the Columbia label. Yes, there you go. Thank you. Mr. Lorne King, he of the knowledgeable noggin, has just buzzed down and informed me that the Beach Boys number, which I said on I Kissed Her, was done originally by the Crystals. Well, Lorne King, how about that thing?
He's a clever lad, you know, really.
Get us up to news time, Mr. Floyd Kramer. Right after the news, my old friend Pat Arnold, and her first cut is the deepest.
London time now on the Mark Roman Empire is 3:30.
Wonderful Radio London. News around the clock.
Dateline Tuesday, May 2nd, Aden.
plane load of British service families will be leaving Aden today, the first of 8,000 personnel it's hoped to evacuate by July. Families in Aden have been told to stay indoors as threats from the nationalist organization FLOSSY continue. Schools have also been closed. Downing Street, the Cabinet have been meeting all morning, and Mr. Wilson will announce his probable decision to join the common market sometime this afternoon. Vietnam, the Americans claim to have shot down or bombed 11 MiG fighters in raids on North Vietnamese air installations. They have admitted that three American bombers were lost in weekend raids, and the crews are listed as missing.
Wait a minute, did he actually say that there was a terrorist organisation called FLOSSY? I mean, that's not exactly going to strike fear into the hearts of your enemies, is it? They might as well have called it Tiddles. Anyway, you're listening to Lee Morrison's Anorak on Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1314 kHz, and also on the internet at mar.me.uk. Why not write to us via the shout box or via email at mar@rock.com, or you can even send us a text on 07504 464 678. That's 07504 464 678. And I'll be back after the break, still in the 60s.
It was a really relaxed decision to make. It was three bottles of beer, just get in the car and drive 2 miles down the road and you'll be absolutely fine. I was breathalyzed, I tested positive for alcohol. I was probably in the cell for a couple of hours, but it felt like an absolute eternity because at that point you start to think about all manner of different things. I didn't know if they were going to contact my employer. I didn't know if they would still have my mother and father's address. I mean, all these things were going on and I just felt like scum, to be honest.
Don't drink and drive, think.
On 2 to 8 metres medium wave, that's 13, 14 kilohertz. This is MAR.
There's a guy I know. Wanted to get some respect. So he got himself a gun. Said it would change his life. He was right. It completely changed his life. He's dead. Trident. StopTheGuns.org.
The Lee Morrison's Anorak Show.
And our trip to the 60s continues now as we cross from the MV Galaxy to its near neighbour, the MV Mi Amigo, and Radio Caroline South, broadcasting just up the dial on 1187 kHz. That's a wavelength of 253 metres, but they actually called it 259 because 253 doesn't rhyme with Caroline. Radio Caroline at this time was also broadcasting with a 50 kilowatt transmitter, this one supplied by Continental Electronics, and with a similar sized antenna, so it was getting a very similar coverage of southeast England. At night, the station's coverage extended even further. This is a late night recording starring Ian Mack that was apparently made in Sweden. So because of the distance, you might notice a little bit of Luxembourg style fading. But apart from that, it's quite a good recording, so without further ado, here it is.
The old Strine Comma there. Sport? Julie Durham. Beautiful song, isn't it? Called The Olive Tree. Written by Tom Springfield. And this week on the Countdown of Sound, a very worthy position of 47. Robbie with a cup of... A nice cup of tea, thank you very much, Admiral. A lovely cup of tea there. Having one yourself, are you?
Have a cup of tea.
Thank you very much. Very good of you.
Right home to Mummy and tell her all about you.
Oh, lovely. Where's Daddy in jail again?
Oh.
Hey, little girl, I'm in a whirl. I've been a bad, bad boy. I'm on my knees. Forgive me, please. I've been a bad, bad boy. I'm not the man you think I am. I give you warning. You wake up and find me gone some sunny morning. Things that I said run through my head. I've been a bad, bad boy. My past is black. I'm coming back. I've been a bad, bad boy. In my time, I've done a lot of things I better not remember. But you see such a change in me. I'm making you forget your resolution to run and hide from this confusion. You've got to face it, I'm a loser. I'm just a cloud when I'm down. And while you sleep, I softly weep.
been a bad boy. Here come the night, we'll be alright. I've been a bad boy. Just hold my hand, I'll take you where the sun and moon are always shining. One fine day, you're gonna turn to me and see a silver.
Paul Jones there.
I've been a bad, bad boy.
From his movie Privilege, in which he sort of walks through the film looking very angry about things, Paul Jones in a song called I've Been a Bad, Bad Boy. A very good idea, fellas. Let's all go for a midnight swim. Get my swimming knickers on. Oh, mustn't say knickers, sorry. On CBS, the 2.5 there. A beautifully calm night tonight out here. The sea's calm right down. Very, very summery and nice and warm and all cuddly. Just one thing missing. You guessed it. They aren't allowed on board, you know. Just a minute now, just a minute, lads. The wrong side of the record. I was getting all carried away there thinking about, you know, birds and warm summer nights and things like that and swimming in the public baths. I played the wrong side. Sorry about that. Right, side A, Eric Burton and the Animals. And this is called When I Was Young.
So much colder then. My father was a soldier then, and times were very hard when I was young. When I was young, I smoked my first cigarette at 10, and for girls I had a bad yen, and I had quite a ball when I was young. When I was young, it was more important. Pain, more pain, but the laughter much louder, yeah. When I was young, when I was young, I met my first love at 13.
young. My faith was so much stronger then. I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older then. When I was young, when I was young.
Oh my goodness me. Oh yes. Don't stick those beans in your ears, man. Very oriental, too. Eric Burdon's new animal group there, and When I Was Young. Talking of being young, of course, the new disking by The Marvelettes is a beautiful song called When I Was Young, or When You're Young and In Love. I was fiddling around in the record library today, looking for a few records for the program tonight, or this morning, and came across this next recording, which was released back in 1964.
Young and in love, when you're young and in love.
Spring's in the air, there's magic everywhere. When you're young and in love.
This is Merseyland Alternative Radio on 1314 kHz, and you're listening to an archive recording of Radio Caroline in the summer of 1967. Please ignore all time checks.
When you're young and in love,
young and in love,
each night seems like the 4th of July. Can come true if you believe they do. When you're young and in love, trust and you'll find there's no mountain you can't climb. When you're young and in love,
young and in love,
though many teardrops are bound to fall, true love can conquer all. When you're young and in love,
trust and you'll find there's no mountain you can climb.
Flashing back in time to 1964.
Young and in love.
With the song The Marvelettes revived.
Young and in love.
And are brought back to the Caroline Countdown of Sound. That's the original version of the song called When You're Young and in Love by Ruby and the Romantics. Gary Lewis and the Playboys here. A happy song called Green Grass.
Green grass round my window. Young leaves that the wind blows. Yes, it's springtime. Golden sunshine. And we're glad, my little love and I. Now that summertime is nigh. Dream away.
And the Playboys and green grass. Fun time 22 before 2 o'clock Monday morning from Caroline South, the Steve Young Show with Ian Mack.
Ooh, the moon above is shining bright. Come on, boy, the time is right. Here I am, take my arms and love me. Ooh, there's a mist of that's flowing over me. Here I am, take my arms and love me. Oh baby, my love is true, my love is sweet. Now's the time that I'll be sweet. Hold me on, don't hesitate. I need you now, don't make me wait. You're the one that I adore. Tell me what are you waiting for? Here I am.
Isn't that a beautiful sound and a beautiful song? Take me in your arms and love me. It's a nice thought as well. At 19 before
I
2.
I was cold and so alone, so I couldn't help but moan when the life that I had known started crumbling. Then this crazy world that I live in started giving more to me. Started giving more to me. I
been a hit, but it wasn't. Wayne Thomas there.
I've never known a lady.
I've never known a lady.
I wonder, wonder, wonder-do-do-do.
Oh!
Who wrote the book of love?
Hey, how about this one? Remember it?
Tell me, tell me, tell me. Oh, who wrote the book of love? I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above?
Oh, I wonder, wonder, wonder-do-do.
Who wrote the book of love?
That sinful knee-knocking, men. How about that one? This memory's there for you from way, way back. Of course, the big hit song originally for the Who was it? The Monotones, of course, did it about 1959, 60 thereabouts, and brought back in 64 by the Raindrops there. And I wonder, wonder, who wrote the Book of Love?
Well, it just so happens I know who wrote the Book of Love, but he told me he'd kill me if I told you. So anyway, that was Ian Mack on Radio Caroline South in the summer of 1967, bringing our Anorak special for today to a close. I'm Lee Morrison's Anorak. Thanks for listening. Oh, and just before I go, I don't normally get involved in political discussions because I have an aversion to being punched in the face, but I will say this. I reckon whoever ends up running the country next Friday is going to be a cross between Clegg and Brown. In other words, he's going to be a clown. Cheerio.
The Merseyside and beyond, this is MAR on 228 metres medium wave, 1314 kilohertz.